A big solar panel manufacturing plant officially opens in Jacksonville tomorrow. As Jacksonville Daily Record Associate Editor David Cotton tells us, solar is also an increasingly attractive investment for utility companies, including JEA. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is the Business Brief. So we've been hearing the name Jinko Solar a lot over the past year, David, and it's finally officially cutting its ribbon tomorrow.
Yeah, 200 new jobs when the plant is fully operational here in the next year or so. This is one of the first Chinese companies to open up a U.S. solar panel manufacturing plant here in the state of Florida and in the country, really. And so it's a big deal not only for Jacksonville, but for the state of Florida. And it also signals to a much larger trend that we're seeing across the state.
That's right. At the same time that the solar industry as a whole nationwide has taken a very slight dip, here in Florida, though, the trend is the opposite. It's actually booming.
Yeah, Florida added over 1,700 jobs in the solar industry last year alone. That's a 21% increase. That puts us slightly behind California. And when I say slightly, California has about 76,000 jobs. Florida has about 11,000 solar jobs in total. Lawmakers, utility companies, local companies see this trend and they're jumping on it.
You mentioned utilities are also behind this trend and the growth in the solar industry. We're about to see more of that here in Jacksonville.
Yeah, right now JEA is developing 5 solar farms in Jacksonville. They're going to have 289 megawatts of energy, hopefully by the year 2022. Meanwhile, Florida Power and Light, the other big player in the state, they have 18 different solar facilities throughout the state. Closest one to us would be probably Putnam or Alachua counties.
Florida Power and Light serves more than 11,000 customers here in Northeast Florida, so that's another big player here. They're all seeing solar as being a sound investment at this point because it doesn't fluctuate as much as fossil fuels. So what do we know about the next steps in Jacksonville for JEA?
The biggest news for JEA, at least recently, is their development of the Deep Creek Solar Center over in Northwest Jacksonville. This is going to be near I-10, and it's just one of 5 that they're continuing to chug along with. You know, JEA wants to diversify their electric business. Electric sales have been down the last decade. Obviously, there's a big fight going on with the nuclear power plant being built in Southeast Georgia, and so right now JEA is completely focused on expanding solar energy.
Jinko Solar bringing 200 jobs to Jacksonville's west side. Is this a trend that we expect to continue seeing more manufacturing in the solar sector?
As long as the costs are right, a lot of people are looking at Jinko Solar to see if they can be successful. A lot think they will be. And hopefully that translates into more manufacturing centers based in the U.S. to help drive down the cost of those products.
That's Jacksonville Daily Record Associate Editor David Cotton. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is the Business Brief.